as we welcome you back to the Two Guys Named Chris Show. The game is the Big Money Celebrity Birthday Game. There's Red Rachel and BB Shane here. Red Rachel, good to see you.
Hello, good morning.
She said her Instagram.
Happy National Radio Day, brothers and sisters.
Oh, yes.
They're celebrating all day.
Well, of course you are. I assumed you would be. She just got some new Instagram followers because we were, what did you call it? Doxing?
Yeah, you doxed her.
We said, oh, Red Rachel's on Instagram. And
Yeah, my phone blew up and I was so freaked out.
Yeah.
She Finally, I can find her. Thank you, Lord.
There she is up on Instagram.
Unfollow Chris Kelly.
Do you get to
Wait. Can you do that?
Yeah, is that what you do? Drop one, add one.
Yeah.
So unfollow.
My number. I can finally unfollow that fat one.
My numbers drop as her numbers go up. We were just talking about a former coworker here named Craig. And Chris Tim said, have you heard his calendar trick? This is fantastic. I don't know.
I know BB Shea knows.
You know about
very familiar.
The Gregorian calendar.
I need to hear this.
Well, Chris Tim really discovered it. He was in Craig's office a few years ago. And Craig said something about the date.
We had some question about something coming up in the future.
You know, Thanksgiving or something.
And he had a calendar on the wall.
And so Craig looked at it. Now, this was probably 2022. And Craig looked at the calendar and said, well, that's a Wednesday, so you'll work that day and whatever. And Chris Tim said, Craig, your calendar's from 2007. And Craig said,
wait,
the dates match up.
Whoa.
He was not a slave to Big Calendar.
He wasn't going to buy a new calendar.
That's right.
Exactly.
That's right. Because every 7 years or so, they match.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, it's awesome.
That's something I'm going to start doing.
That's right. So for Craig right now, it's 2011.
Listen.
How good is that?
That's genius.
I know it's genius.
Yeah. I see what you all were doing. And I did the same thing.
Because
that screams workplace shooter. You see, I'd never buy a reused calendar.
Oh, that's a great idea. I'm going to start doing that.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
Biggie, you're not a SWAT officer.
Yeah, he is now.
Stop trying to profile.
He is now.
How's your SWATting going, BBJ?
Oh, bro, I was in it last night.
Heard the two of you were.
We're gonna link up online soon and take down some shooters.
You guys should live stream that.
I think
Twitch
we're going
that
to.
Stuff.
Yeah.
You know, Biggie says he really takes charge in there, and you oftentimes will be having a snack while you send your team in to do the wet work.
I let him do everything. Yeah. Go in there and clean it out for me.
You familiar with this, Red Rachel? They're playing a video game where they're in charge of a SWAT team, and Biggie had to clear a Circle K but accidentally shot the manager.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it happens. He shouldn't have been in that bathroom.
He jumped out at him, so what are you going to do? You know, bled out on the floor before they could get the authorities there. And BB Shea is also a SWAT team leader, but often lets his guys do it while he hangs back in the snack section.
If we're in a house, I'll go raid the fridge.
Right.
Everybody's going to be hungry after the mission.
Well, yeah. So
try to make sure everybody got sandwiches.
You're the one that's trying to do that. Let's play this game today. It's the Big Money Celebrity Birthday Game. We have an actor, we have a singer, we have a weatherman, and we have two Roberts. And we have players. John is on the line. John, you can have either Chris Tim, Red Rachel, BB Shea, or Biggie play for you. It's too easy for you to look up the ages on your device, so we'll have them guess ages. Who you got today, John, to play for you?
Mr. Chris Tim.
Mr. Christopher Merriweather Dim will be your player today. Hoyt is next, and you can have Red Rachel, BB Shea, or Biggie. Hoyt, who you got?
I'm going to take the big guy.
The big man will be playing for you. They'll try to guess celebrity ages and get as close to the age as they can. Folks having birthdays either today or this week. Kyle, you can have BB Shea or Red Rachel. Who you got?
Let's go, BB.
BB Shea. And Red Rachel is chosen by Jason. Last choice, but she's been within an eyelash of winning both days this week. Jason, Red Rachel will play for you.
Sounds good to me.
All right. On Monday, Robert Redford got her in some trouble.
Yeah.
And then,
I'm still thinking about that.
I know. And then yesterday, just lost by one. Let's start today by saying happy birthday. I'd be interested to see what BB Shea thinks about this actor in one of your favorite movies of all time from The Social Network and others, Andrew Garfield. And we have a clip from The Social Network.
You signed the papers. You set me up. You're going to blame me because you were the business head of the company and you made a bad business deal with your own company.
This is going to be like I'm not a part of Facebook.
It won't be like you're not a part of Facebook. You're not a part of Facebook.
My name's on the masthead.
You might want to check again.
It's because I froze the account?
You think we were going to let you parade around in your ridiculous suits pretending you were running this company?
Sorry! My Prada's at the cleaners! Along with my hoodie and my f*** you flip-flops, you pretentious douchebags!
That is a great movie.
That's a great scene.
Yes, it
That's
is.
Eduardo from Facebook, the social network.
Have you seen the movie?
Have you seen Social
Network? No.
Oh, you have to watch it. It's so good.
What can I watch it on? I'll watch it tonight.
I like that. Listen to that.
That sounded so disappointing.
I'm sure it's streaming somewhere. Let me see. I'll look.
I got it on DVD if you want to borrow it.
It is one of the best.
What's that? Yeah.
One of the best movies of the last 25 years, I would say. He's been in a lot of... He played Spider-Man in several movies as well.
Yep.
Andrew Garfield. He has received nominations for Academy Award for Best Actor in the movie Hacksaw Ridge, which I just happened to catch as it was starting 5 years ago and absolutely loved it. Now, he played a true life story of a guy who went to war but refused to carry a gun or fire a weapon.
Who was the lead in that? Was that an Eastwood?
Yeah, it was him. Yeah. Who was the lead? Who was the director? No.
Mel Gibson
directed.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, there's a bigger name attached.
Have you seen that, B.B. Shane?
No, I never did, but I heard it was great.
It's unbelievable. And I just sort of stumbled on it and loved it. So he's in some really good movies. Andrew Garfield, Big E, how old is he today?
I guessed a milestone 40.
40, he says. I heard him tell a story once of going to Disney World high and riding the teacups and It's a Small World. And he said it was the only way to do Disney World high.
How many times have you been since?
Six. Chris Dim, how old is Andrew Garfield?
I said he's celebrating 43 today.
43, Red Rachel.
I said 39.
And B.B. Shay.
I put 40 as well.
He's 42 today for Andrew Garfield. Chris Dim to the lead, 1 point. Close game, 2 for B.B. Shay and Big E, 3 for Red Rachel.
He looks young.
He does. Yeah. He always has. Happy birthday to singer, leader of a band called Led Zeppelin, Robert Plant.
There's a feeling I get when I look to the west.
Advantage Chris Dim here. You're familiar with Led Zeppelin.
Of course.
There you have it. I like the way you answer. Yeah, of course you're familiar with Led Zeppelin. He's a member of that band. He's done quite well with it. From England, of course. Left grammar school, briefly became an accountant, and then decided it wasn't for him. He preferred rock and roll, and that's what he did his whole life. Robert Plant. What's the best Led Zeppelin song, Chris Dim?
You don't know it.
I didn't know it. You know my favorite, B.B. Shay? Stairway to Heaven.
Ooh.
That's a good
Living
one.
On the edge.
That's a good one.
You ever heard of Stairway to Heaven? That's my favorite Led Zeppelin song.
See, there's a great documentary called Becoming Led Zeppelin. If you get a chance to see it, B.B. Shay turned me onto it. It's fantastic. And they said that the guys in the group, when they heard Plant sing for the first time with the group, like, what is happening in this room?
Really?
They got goosebumps.
Well, he's phenomenal.
Because nobody, you know, had sung like that.
So if you said best lead singer guitar combo all time, where do they rank? Mick Jagger, Keith Richards, Robert Plant, Jimmy Page?
It depends on your poison. Tom Petty, Mike Campbell. Uh-huh. I mean,
but these are top five, don't you think? Plant and Page?
Sure.
I think so.
It's like when I showed up here.
That's right. He got in the room and we were like, what in the world is that?
What in the world is that?
Listen, what just happened?
You sit in that room and you sound fat.
That's right.
I got goosebumps.
I got goosebumps. This guy walked in the room. How old is Robert Plant today, Biggie?
79.
You trail by one, Chris Dim.
78.
Red Rachel.
I said 77.
B.B. Shay.
I put 77.
Two of you have it. Exactly right. He's 77 today. Mm. 2 points for Chris Dim. 2 points for B.B. Shay. We have a tie. Red Rachel has 3. Biggie has 4. And now we'll go to more advantage. Red Rachel, Biggie, and B.B. Shay. Demi Lovato.
I'm so sorry. I'm not so.
Demi Lovato, she's an American singer, songwriter, and actress. She was a child star on a television series, Barney and Friends. Went on to, of course, a lot of great work on the radio and sold a ton of albums, including Sorry Not Sorry, one of her biggest hits. What's the best Demi Lovato song, Rebecca?
Oh, goodness.
Are you a fan?
Yeah, I like her. I liked her a lot more when she was younger. She's gotten cringier as she's gotten older.
Cringier?
Yeah, she's made some really cringy videos.
Oh, really?
She got upset because a frozen yogurt shop had like diet options and gluten-free options.
That was weird.
That was really cringy. But I like her music.
Yeah. Why was she mad that they had...
Because she, I believe, used to have an eating disorder, severed from eating disorder. So yeah. having like sugar-free and gluten-free stuff yeah. triggered her. But it's like, what about people with diabetes? Can they not eat yeah. frozen yogurt?
She made a scene in the restaurant, I believe, right? In the
well,
yogurt.
She made a video after where she was like...
Like a music video?
It ruined... No, just like a oh, talking yeah. video. Okay. And she was like, it ruined my weekend.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It was like first world problems.
There was a pushback on that.
She's one of the first people I think I heard use the term California sober, too.
Yep.
Yeah, she like she's a former crack addict. Too.
She's yeah. OD'd and she almost
oh,
died.
Wow. Oh yeah. Yeah. She had bad drug problems, got clean, but then was like, wait, I'm clean, but I still smoke weed, and that's where the term California sober started.
Oh. Miley Cyrus, the same.
Yeah.
California sober. I guess I'm California.
I guess
I'm probably California sober.
I don't tell people that.
You know, I'm California sober. What do you want? Demi Lovato, Chris Dim, you are, or Biggie rather, you are trailing by two.
I think early 30s. I said 32.
Oh, no.
Chris Dim.
44.
Give me a minute. Red Rachel.
33.
And BB Shea.
I do know we're about the same age, 33.
Two of you have it exactly right. Wow. Well, first to worst goes Chris Dim. She's 33. BB Shea has two. Red Rachel has three. Biggie has five. Chris Dim has 13. But don't worry. The weatherman is Al Roker. So you still have,
okay.
still have a chance.
Swings back.
All right. Swinging back over to Chris Dim. Al Roker talking about having an accident in his pants at the White House.
When you have a bypass and you know your bowel has been reconstructed, you think you're pretty safe. And I probably went off and ate something I wasn't supposed to. And as I'm walking to the press room, I think I got to, you know, pass a little gas here. So I'm walking by myself. Who's going to know? Only a little something extra came out.
You pooped in your pants.
I pooped my pants.
That's right.
At the White House.
I believe it was during the Obama administration, I think.
I believe that's right.
He had had gastric bypass surgery and had to be very careful about what he was eating. And, well, you heard what happened. He's a weather personality on NBC's Today Show. Does a lot more than that, too. Has worked in Cleveland, but was born in Queens, New York City, and has been on the Today Show for years and years and years now. Even was there when Willard Scott was there. Is noted as the has had the television seal of approval for the last 20 years as NBC's meteorologist in the morning. Mr. Al Roker. And beloved by his colleagues. They love him.
Been a guest on this show a few times.
Yeah, we've had him on.
Gracious guest.
He's a really nice guy, at least to us. How old is Al Roker today, Biggie?
I said an even 70.
70. You're trailing by 3 points, Kristen.
I guess 72.
Red Rachel.
I said 69.
And BB Shea.
60.
Ooh.
Well, give me a minute.
Oh, no.
Jeez.
Oh, no.
He's 71 today.
Oh, man.
Boy, this became a two-person race quickly. Red Rachel goes to 5. Biggie goes to 6. BB Shea has 13. Chris Dim has 14. And the final celebrity is another Robert. He is an Academy Award-winning actor named Robert De Niro.
I learned to read during my stretch. First, Spot goes to the farm, then Runaway Bunny, then law books mostly. Did you know that after I discharged you, I acted as my own attorney?
That's Cape Fear. This is Taxi Driver.
You talking to me? Well, then who the hell else are you talking to? Talking to me? Well, I'm the only one here. Who the f*** do you think you're talking to? Oh, yeah?
He does comedy, too.
All right, now look, Fokker. I'm a patient man. That's what 19 months in a Vietnamese prison camp will do to you. But I will be watching you, studying your every move. And if I find that you are trying to corrupt my firstborn child, I will bring you down, baby. I will bring you down to Chinatown.
That's Robert De Niro, one of the all-time greatest actors, period. He's been in Awakenings. He's been in Goodfellas. He's been in The Untouchables. He's been in Killers of the Flower Moon, Silver Linings Playbook, Cape Fear, Taxi Driver. He won the Oscar for Raging Bull when he portrayed Jake LaMotta. That is, he's been in The Godfather Part 2, Heat, Ronin, Midnight Run, Wag the Dog, Meet the Parents. A ton of great movies from Robert De Niro. This is for the game. You are down by one, Biggie. How old is he?
85.
85. Christian.
87.
Red Rachel.
I said 82.
and BB Shane.
83.
One of you has it exactly right, and that's the winner, and that's Red Rachel. He is 82 today for Robert De Niro. Five for, look at you redeeming yourself.
Finally.
Great week. Five for Red Rachel, nine for Biggie, 14 for BB Shea, 19 for Chris Dim. We have to blame Demi Lovato on that one. That's it.
Sorry, not sorry.
That's it.